we hope to open on the 30th of November. That's with the nightclub only. And then a week or so later, we hope to open up the public bar. We hope to have eventually up to 60 people employed in Ruby's Bar and Nightclub, of which probably about 25 of those will be full-time, and another 35 would be part-time.
And what type of jobs are we talking about here?
Full-time jobs would be obviously in the bar, and we hope to get a gastro-style restaurant up and going in early January. So there'll be full-time jobs in the bar, in the restaurant, and obviously in the nightclub as well.
And I suppose the questions people in Strabane are asking now, will Ruby's be completely different from Katie's? Will it be complete new management? Will it be complete new door staff?
Everything in Ruby's is going to be fresh and new. All the bar staff and door staff have all applied. We've just recently done our interviews, so there's going to be new faces, new door staff, new bar staff. It's just new. New systems. It's a completely new refurb on the inside as well. Everything's going to be fresh and new about Ruby's. And it's just kind of moving on from one stage to the other. Whatever Katie's was before, it's now Ruby's. It's now different.
Now, Strabane's nightlife, it does struggle at the minute. How can you attract people from outside the town to come to Strabane at the weekends?
Well, I think by virtue of what we've done in Cookstown, as an example, with when Patrick took over the Mint as it was formerly and transformed it into Time Bar and Venue, we kind of hope to duplicate that up in Strabane and have that different offering to the outlying areas. I mean, there is neighbouring Donegal. You've got as far away as Oman. You've got the Strabane outlying area. So we hope to attract a lot of people back into Strabane again so that it will give a new lease of life to Strabane, and hopefully the other businesses will benefit from it as well.